Sandy, police say this sixth grader brought pot sweets to the playground.
There was one sixth grade student who brought some brownies laced with marijuana and kind of shared those or sold those on the school playground.
That's pretty shocking. That's Salt Lake City School District spokesman Jason Olson. Now, police say seven kids total were exposed to these brownies. Olson says three were actually sickened enough to go to the hospital. Detectives tell us today two remain in the hospital. Now, they're interviewing the parents of the student believed to be to blame, but the school district to this point can't tell us what discipline might be due for the kid. We're going to continue to follow this story as it develops. Live, Dave Colley, KSL News Radio.
Thank you, Dave. New developments from North Carolina today. We're now seeing the moments before and after a black man was shot by police in Charlotte, shining new light on what happened there. Now with KSL's top national stories this hour, here's Lindsay Ehrets live at the KSL National News Desk.
And Sandy, new video doesn't show the shooting, but Keith Lamont Scott's wife, who captured the video, can be heard pleading with police during the moments it happened.
Don't you do it! Did you shoot him? Did you shoot him? Did you shoot him?
Police have said Scott refused repeated commands to drop a gun. Residents say he was unarmed. It's unclear from the video whether he had a weapon. Police have now said they will release dash cam and body cam video once their investigation is complete. President Obama has vetoed the Justice Against Sponsors of Terrorism Act, which would allow families of 9/11 victims to sue the government of Saudi Arabia. The president said, quote, he has a deep appreciation for those families' desire to pursue justice and is strongly committed to assisting them in their efforts. Congress has threatened a veto override. In a complete turnaround for Senator Ted Cruz...